Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The final edition.
Come along, we're length of song, and every night that you unite down Florida way.
This week, the phrase Florida Man trended more heavily than usual. We all did that game where we Googled those words along with our birthday and got results like Florida Man accused of putting semen in coworkers' water, just as an example. So, we hear from the man himself, then we talk to a Florida woman. Also, we watch the news debase itself even further. We try to decide whether things are good or terrible. Don't get ahead of me on that one. And we discuss whether academia is good or terrible. Again, wait for it. Also, lots of short bits in this one. Quick little repeated runners throughout the show. No plan behind it. Just worked out that way. This is the final edition Radio Hour.
We'll wink his eye. We'll while away the hour.
Man on the street!
The final edition has got a Netflix series. No, he didn't. It's April Fool's Day. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
I think it's wrong that we spend all this time celebrating April Fools and not acknowledging that April 1st is the anniversary of the Columbine Massacre.
April Fools, it was later in April.
Yay, I can't wait for all the really shitty jokes on Twitter.
Hey there, gangsters. What did the whale do at dinner? He ate krill, fools! Hi, I'm your dad.
My April Fools is I'm gonna kill my whole family.
Just kidding, I'm doing that in March.
April Fool's Day, the day I like to call all of my exes and tell them I'm pregnant.
The joke is you are!
Great, another Jewish holiday.
I don't understand why we don't honor the fools of every other month.
Are we even allowed to say fools, or is it kind of like retard?
April 1st is Christmas.
April 1st is really April 2nd.
April 1st, formerly known as May Day.
Hey everyone, we've reversed climate change.
April
1st. Hey everyone, white supremacy has disappeared from the earth.
April 1st.
All of those puppies on those pet adoption ads are still alive.
April
1st. I'm finally not depressed, everyone!
The final edition Radio Hour presents 90s Observations.
O.J. Simpson was found guilty of breaking Nancy Kerrigan's kneecap and shooting Joey Buttafuoco's wife, but not of molesting children at Neverland Ranch. Then, Lorena Bobbitt cut off his penis. It's bigger!
This week on the final edition Radio Hour Best of Podcast Series, 12 Angry Men, with one guy playing everyone.
All right, it's not Sunday. We don't need a sermon.
What this guy says is very dangerous.
I don't see any need for arguing like this. I think we ought to be able to behave like gentlemen.
Right!
If we're going to discuss this case, let's discuss the facts.
I think that's a good point.
We have a job to do. Let's do it. If you gentlemen don't mind, I'm going to close the window. It was blowing on my neck.
That's 12 Angry Men with one guy playing everyone. This Tuesday at 5:17 a.m. on the Final Edition Radio Hour.
We'll be back to the adventures of Florida Man after this important message.
Say there, little Billy. What are you up to?
I was just gonna throw pancake batter on a woman like my hero Florida Man did.
That might not be a good idea for you, Billy. And I should know.
Holy cow! You're Florida Man!
That's right, Billy. And I have an important message for all my young fans. When I perform my exploits, I'm protected by the invincibility I get from Florida Man's arsenal of defensive weapons, like methamphetamines and bath salts.
Can I get those?
Not until you're old enough to chew the face off a homeless person. The point is, you shouldn't try to do what Florida Man does just yet.
You mean I can't lick a doorbell for hours?
No. And if you hear about me masturbating at the DMV, don't do that either.
I don't even know what that is.
It's where you get a driver's license. Just remember, Florida Man's amazing feats are just for him. Now excuse me while I stuff a weed whacker down my pants.
Follow the adventures of Florida Man every Thursday afternoon and get your Florida Man decoder ring. Here's a hint for this week's secret message. Why do his co-workers' muffins taste funny? That's all for now.
Hi, I'm Samantha Jane Gerwitz. Some of you might know by now, because of my past segment, Ask a Woman, that I am, in fact, a woman. But what some of you might not know is that I am also actually from Florida. So I wanted to do a segment on this final edition where everyone could
ask a Florida woman.
So we all have this impression that people from Florida are insane, more insane than other parts of the country. Is that fair? You're not answering the question.
Have you ever been in a hurricane?
Actually, yes, I've been in multiple hurricanes. The worst part about being in a hurricane is that you're trapped in a house with your family.
What are your supplies that you should get when the hurricane's coming?
That's a great question, actually. People should always have a hurricane preparedness kit when they are in Florida, which should have lots of fresh water, duct tape, batteries, weed, probably something to masturbate with, and definitely a copy of your old journal from high school that you can look at and just constantly remind yourself that John should not have dumped you.
Does everybody have fake butts?
No, the butts are real. It's the assholes that are fake.
How many toddlers get eaten by alligators a year?
Not enough.
What's your favorite episode of Cops?
The one that my brother is on.
This thing is something like that, yeah.
What does human flesh taste like?
Human flesh tastes a lot like chicken, but feels like beef.
What's your favorite Jimmy Buffett song?
The one where I don't shoot myself at the end.
So none of them.
true Florida fact, my first date I ever went on officially in my life was with a guy whose dad was the trumpet player for Jimmy Buffett. And he also played trumpet in the school ska band.
And you still
which was
left.
Called,
yeah. It was, I forget what the first version was called. They had a first version, and then they kicked out this guy named Adam, and they renamed themselves Adam's Out. And we all thought it was so mean, but so funny.
It's a really good name.
That's
really
great.
Funny.
Adam's
and
out.
A good yeah. band name.
Everybody but Adam.
But they had definitely kicked Adam out.
So, Sam, why did you ever leave Florida?
I don't consider it leaving so much as I do escaping through a tunnel that I dug slowly over 20 years with a spoon that I stole from the commissary.
Well, they have spoons in the commissary now?
Yeah, that's how we cook the heroin.
What's funny is you're also describing most Florida dates.
We don't date in Florida. It's called fucking without too much anger. A date is just a date rape's not fun part. That's what people in Florida say.
Ask a Florida woman.
And now we take a look at the secret true meanings behind some of your favorite holidays. This is Reason for the Season.
420. Coming out of the labor movement, this is a day we take to honor the millions of unemployed Americans.
Reason for the Season is an educational resource of magazines that are only available on microfiche. Good evening, it's 6 o'clock. I'm Danielle Danielson.
And I'm Denil Danielson.
And this is the Unbelievable News.
Let's get right to it. There was higher traffic today on the I-9 as an oil truck overturned and caused a slippery 96-car pileup. Fortunately, there were no fatalities and only a few minor injuries. Truly unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
In other news, local politician Marcus Henry has been doing well in the polls as of late. While insiders said he didn't stand a chance, Henry is now in the lead by popular majority. It's unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Let's head over to the weather now with our own unbelievable news meteorologist, Devin Davidson.
Thanks, Danelle. I heard a little rumor that your son Derek was part of a spelling bee recently.
That is true. He came in third place. It's not first, but we're still proud of him.
Well, considering he's 15 and reads at a first grade reading level, I'd say that's pretty unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Excuse me?
Okay, time for that five-day forecast. It looks like things are going to be getting a little warmer for the next few days. Look for record highs on Thursday with temperatures reaching the upper 90s. Very abnormal for this time of year, Mother Nature. You could even say... You're unbelievable. Back to you.
Thanks, Devin. Wall Street was looking up today as...
Why did you say that about my son?
What?
About him reading at a first grade level. I told you that in private over drinks one night after work.
All right, Danielle, I was just making small talk. Let's continue the news.
I thought we were friends. You're being ridiculous right now. You're unbelievable. I said ridiculous, not unbelievable. Unbelievable. Stop it. Stop it with that song. I am so sick of that song.
Well, Danelle, this is the Unbelievable News. Unbelievable.
This is an embarrassment. I went to journalism school. You're unbelievable. I am unbelievable. I am. You know how hard it is to get into journalism school? Very hard. I should be a real anchor on TV talking about fake news, not a fake anchor on a comedy sketch talking about real news.
Well, breaking the fourth wall a bit, aren't you, Danelle? This sketch should seem real, but now it's... Unbelievable.
That's it. I quit. You're unbelievable. No, believe me, I'm done. Unbelievable.
Well, that's it for the Unbelievable News. And remember, everyone, stay unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This week on the Final Edition Radio Hour Best of Podcast Series, the psychic who can only predict what you're doing in front of her right now.
I see.
see that you're eating a bag of expired Fritos.
She's right.
The psychic who can only predict what you're doing in front of her right now. This Tuesday at 5:17 a.m. on the Final Edition Radio Hour.
It's like rain.
The Final Edition Radio Hour presents 90s Observations.
I miss Blockbuster Video. I deserve to be judged by a clerk for watching Weekend at Bernie's 2, Still Dead, for the 7th time.
This has been 90s Observations.
Welcome to Good Times, End Times, the game show that tries to assess once and for all, are we getting better or worse? I'm your host, Jackie Schallenberg, and our guests today are a computer programmer from St. Louis, Missouri, Darren, and a homemaker from Salem, Oregon, Wendy. Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Excited to be here, Jackie.
All right. Darren, you're competing for the optimistic point of view. You have 10 seconds to list the top five reasons the world is progressing.
Longer life expectancy, no overt slavery, better coffee, beginning of the end of gender, beginning of the end of the patriarchy.
I'm sorry, Darren. The end of the patriarchy is incorrect. The patriarchy is still entrenched, and the changes you see are only superficial. Wendy, it's now your turn to list top five reasons the world is regressing. You need to come up with five acceptable answers to win. Good luck.
Okay, I'm going to say climate change, plastics in the ocean, animal extinctions, Walmart, and the ascendance of digital over vinyl.
And that sound means that, Wendy, you've correctly listed the top five reasons the world is going to hell in a handbasket. Congratulations.
Yay!
Darren, you'll have a chance to redeem yourself on the next round. Internet, good or bad, right after this.
I feel good about round two.
Is your water hard to swallow? Is your water too bland or not wet enough? Are strange men in your office constantly putting semen in your water? Then you need semen water. Anyone in the Navy can tell you nothing goes better with water than semen. And no one will put semen in your water if semen is already in your water. It's more than hydration, and it's more than masturbation. It's master hydration. It's the seed you need for swimming speed. It's like protein water, but grossly more natural. It's more than hard water, it's rock hard water. Fluorinated, all-natural sprung water, now available at Publix. We're putting the O in H2O. Semen water. You don't have to swallow, but it would be really hot if you did.
Welcome back to Good Times, End Times, the game show that tries to assess once and for all, are we getting better or worse? Wendy, you're currently in the lead, having answered correctly all the ways the world is going to shit. In our next and final round, we answer the most vexing question of our time, internet, good or bad? Darren, you'll again be taking the optimistic point of view by naming the top five reasons the internet is good.
I can have cheeseburger, being able to deposit checks from your phone, YouTube Fix-It tutorials, Randy Rainbow, and sexting.
Well done, Darren. You've correctly named the top five reasons the internet is good. Wendy, you're going to have to defend your lead by naming the top five reasons the internet is dragging humanity down to new pits of horror. Are you ready?
Yes, I am, Jackie. Donald Trump, Brexit, white nationalism, the dark web, and sexting.
Wendy, you're our new champion. Dick Dangalore, tell her what she's won.
Jackie, Wendy has won an all-expenses-paid trip to the beautiful island of Tahiti, just before it succumbs to rising sea levels.
Congratulations to you, Wendy, as the winner of Good Times, End Times. And of course, condolences to the rest of us. As it turns out, the end times are near. We'll see you next time, everybody, if there is a next time. So long.
And now we take a look at the secret true meanings behind some of your favorite holidays. This is Reason for the Season.
President's Day celebrates the historic moment when George Washington and Abraham Lincoln finally kissed.
Reason for the Season is an educational resource of the University of Phoenix Offline.
This this week on the Final Edition Radio Hour Best of Podcast Series, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in 14 seconds. That's Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in 14 seconds, from 3:02 in the morning to 3:02 and 14 seconds, on the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Good morning, class. By now, I'm sure you're all familiar with the recent kerfuffle in higher education, where several wealthy families paid bribes for their children to attend prestigious universities. Frankly, I was shocked that anyone was shocked. You changed the term legacy donation to bribery scandal, and suddenly everyone's got moral qualms about it. But ask yourself this. Do you really ever want to have a Surgeon General who didn't go to Yale? Deep down, though, you're not mad at the Full House lady. You're angry that it reveals the pointlessness of your own college education, while we pretend to be an institution that values the intellectual betterment of our students. In reality, we're just a corrupt extortion racket. Exploiting the American dream of upward mobility, we lied to your faces, claiming that without a college education, you would never make it in the modern world. But instead of providing you with critical thinking skills, we've been grooming you to become cogs in the corporate machine. This was surprisingly easy to achieve. You were conditioned at an early age to accept authority as truth, to only listen to information you already agreed with, and to pursue praise for meaningless achievement over actual self-improvement. To us, you're nothing but a bunch of lab rats pulling levers to get pellets. I feel I can be honest with you, children, because none of you are listening to me right now. Also, I have tenure. You cheerfully fork over thousands of dollars to buy the transcripts necessary to get good jobs once your college experience is over. And the best part is that the jobs you think you're going to get are gone. Most of them have been outsourced to Tajikistan. And the few remaining ones are being held onto by baby boomers who refuse to fucking die. And when they finally expire, those jobs will be replaced by sexy robots. In the end, all you'll have to show for your time is an astronomical amount of student debt, a part-time job cleaning puke off the sneeze guard at Baskin-Robbins, and dim college memories of smoking herb and watching Adventure Time. Luckily, you're all too numbed by constant advertising and information overload to ever rise up against us and put our heads on the pikes we so richly deserve. Instead, you'll just start YouTube channels and post videos of you playing Call of Duty Black Ops 4 or eating green tea flavored Kit Kats. Some of you will start a podcast and share your pointless opinions on kombucha or the latest episode of Riverdale, or which kombucha to pair with the latest episode of Riverdale. The cleverest amongst you will set up a Kickstarter to get your friends to pay your cell phone bills. You're a lost generation, and you have no future! Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, what's the Wi-Fi?
So that was all written by Joe Davis, Barry Lank, Bruce Cherry, Ben Kirshner, Keith Saltajanes, Dominique DeBell, and Samantha Gerwitz. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Jessica Park. Produced and engineered by Barry Lank, with technical help at the UBN Go Studios by the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson. Lots of music, as usual, from Kevin MacLeod, as well as E's Jammy Jams and Ludwig von Beethoven, sort of. We'll be back next week with, I don't know, something. Good night.
You always pinched a peach or two, cause stolen fruit was sweet to you, and and you'll admit that those were stolen kisses too, when you were coming home from school.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.